This recording, Germany 21, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Germany in Oldenburg. I lived there my whole life. I'm really close with my 6 cousins and we grew up together, playing in the garden, walking to the lake, going swimming. I went to school for 12 years. Afterwards, I went to the States. I lived in Arizona for 1 year and worked as an au pair. This was the best year of my life. I was allowed to look after 2 children. They were 5 and 8 at that time, a boy and a girl. They gave me the best experience I ever had. We played in the pool, we went shopping, we ate ice cream. We also had to do a lot of homework, which was a lot of yelling sometimes, since kids hate listening in that age. But, well, what am I supposed to do? We just had to stick to it. Afterwards, I went to college, which I picked so I could just go back to the States for another year. This is why I'm here in Oregon, at Southern Oregon University. I'm doing a double degree now in business. It's business administration here, even though in Germany I picked tourism. Now I will graduate in June, finally done, no studying anymore, just making money, hopefully. I love to travel, I visited my house family already 3 times since I'm here. I spend Christmas, Thanksgiving with them, and just hang out at the pool in May. Actually, now it's the birthday of the kids, so I hope I can go there soon again the weekend to bring the presents. Yeah, during my au pair year, I traveled a lot. I already saw about 28 states of the US, and I hope I will get to see even more when I go on a road trip next week, where we will travel through 7 more different states. So yeah, I love traveling, I want to see it all. I've already been to almost every continent in the world. To Australia, I went to Africa, Asia, I went to Latin America, so South America is practically still missing, but I will hopefully go the next year in the summer. These are my goals, like to see every state, every continent and every country in the world.